Leading the news this morning, European Union leaders are preparing for a key summit in Brussels where they'll try to find a way to save the debt-racked euro. The leaders of France and Germany have made dramatic appeals for support in their bid to fix the EU's debt crisis. The French President Nicolas Sarkozy is warning of the risk of disintegration in Europe has never been greater. The Communications Minister, Stephen Conroy, has dismissed a report that's found the national broadband network could be anti-competitive. The Productivity Commission is warning the company could be in breach of the principle of competitive neutrality. That's because non-commercial benefits that may be generated by the NBN are still to be determined. All Big Four banks have finally relented and promised to pass on the Reserve Bank's interest rate cut in full. Westpac and the Commonwealth Bank have joined the ANZ and NAB in making the quarter of a percentage point cut. Customers won't reap benefits, though, until later this month. Fugitive Malcolm Naden is still on the run in New South Wales. Police have been hunting the 38-year-old murder suspect, who's also thought to have shot a police officer in bushland near Tamworth. And the former Governor-General Sir Zelman Cowan has died at the age of 92 in Melbourne. He was appointed to the post of Governor-General by Malcolm Fraser in 1977. Sir Zelman is remembered for restoring faith in the office in the wake of Sir John Kerr's dismissal of the Whitlam government.